Nico, good morning.
Hi.
So to start off with, how would you define polyamory?
Polyamory is a kind of multiple long-term romantic relationships running concurrently, done in an ethical and consensual way.
And so where does polyamory have its roots? Like, where did this begin?
Probably the early roots come from the 1980s, 1990s, but there's, of course, antecedents going back to the 18th century, 19th century in religious sects and such, and in intellectual circles in Paris and elsewhere. So there's some early examples for it, but it's really taken off in the 1990s.
And so it is Valentine's Day today. So, I mean, in what ways is love different in a polyamorous relationship, and how do you guys celebrate it?
How is love different? Well, you're loving multiple people at the same time. So I guess there's less possessiveness, and it's kind of a new form of romantic expression. And how do people celebrate it? I don't think the poly community really celebrates Valentine's Day because people tend to be quite attentive to their multiple relationships. Otherwise, it can't really work out. So they're attentive to them most days of the year. So there's not a real celebration on Valentine's Day. It's a special day, but some people do celebrate with multiple partners at the same time. So I guess it gets busy.
So in regards to gender and sexual orientation, how diverse is polyamory?
It's really diverse. There's asexuals and aromantics in there. There's lesbian, gay, bi. There's kinky people. There's really all sorts are in there in the mix, which is really good. It makes it really diverse and interesting. And there's all sorts of shapes and structures it can take as well.
And what are some of those shapes and structures?
So some people are in a V where they are the hinge and they've got multiple relationships, but those people don't actually have a relationship between themselves romantically. Others are in a closed formation of a triangle or a square or however large you're able to make it with however many people you've got in your life. A really common form is kind of like a zigzag or a group that goes in every direction you can imagine, where people have relationships with one, two, three people and they also have relationships with several others. I'm not sure what shape you'd call that, but, you know, kind of an amorphous shape. It just spreads outwards.
Some sort of web, I'm guessing, I'm picturing in my head. So how is polyamory portrayed in the media?
Well, it often sounds like a salacious kind of story. So media likes to portray it as, you know, a kind of free-for-all or a naughty thing on the side, even though it's really not at all like cheating, which is non-consensual and not very ethical. And sometimes the media attacks polyamory as, you know, it's on the way on a slippery slope to something horrible and despicable, which it also isn't really. But I find that there's more and more genuine interest in the media where polyamory is heard on its own terms and it's more and more accepted in general, which is lovely to see.
Yes, no, for sure. It always is good to see changes in a positive way. Well, Nico, thank you so much for joining us this morning and shedding a bit of light on this.
No problem. My pleasure.